This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back to The Late Show, everybody. My first guest this evening has played a professor, a starship captain, and, of course, the poop emoji. He now stars in the third and final season of Star Trek Picard. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Patrick Stewart. You got a lot of friends out there tonight, Patrick.
A lot of friends, yeah.
Yes.
Happy, what is it? Valentine's Day! Yes.
Is it Valentine's Day a big thing in the UK?
Oh, huge. And it was always huge for me every year until today. About 2 hours ago, there was an event in our hotel room where my wife and I are staying at the moment.
This is CBS. There's certain events you can't describe.
That's not what I was led to believe.
All right. Yes,
anything
sir.
Goes.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Well, I left the hotel this morning while she was still asleep, and I went off to do all kinds of things. And then when I came back, she was gone. I'd left a beautiful card for her so that she would see it when she woke up. And that when I came home, there on the table was this gorgeous fashionista bag, okay? And there was inside it a beautifully wrapped gift. I thought, oh, my Lord, she's left a present for me and I don't have a present. And, I'll open it up now. And I opened it up and it was a beautiful designer sweater. I thought, great. Oh, that's so perfect. I love that. And then I looked at it and thought, maybe I should put it on, you know, so that she can see me wearing it.
Yeah, what seeing a how much lovely you love thought. It, exactly.
So I did. And it was way too small. Really? Really too tight. I thought, oh, darn, I'm going to thank her, but I'm going to have to say, but you're going to have to exchange it. Anyway, she came home, and I said, darling, I love your gift. It's beautiful. And she said, what gift? And I said, the sweater. She said, that wasn't for you. That's for me.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait a second. So, Patrick.
What?
Did she buy the sweater for herself?
Yes.
You know what? Good for her. You know what?
Why?
Good for her?
Yeah.
Sisters doing it for themselves is what that is.
I guess.
Taking care of business, we call that. Well, so are you in trouble? Are you in trouble?
I don't think so. No, I think.
She might forgive you?
Yeah, I think she has forgiven me. Right. She is very forgiving. In nature.
Oh, that's very nice.
Then she is half my age almost, and so that's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Wow. So she's like 20. The
Stephen.
Reason I know I'm a charmer. Now, here's
you,
the thing.
You are.
It,
you,
it really is pretty, it's amazing. You're 82 years old, and yet, sir, I feel like the decrepit one between the two of us. When they knight you, does the queen anoint you with some oil that keeps you young? What is it that you do to stay so vital?
It's very interesting you should say that, because I felt that something happened in that moment. You know, you're kneeling in front of Her Majesty, may she rest in peace, and the sword touches you on one shoulder and the other shoulder. It's a magical moment, and I felt something must be communicated to me. She is Her Majesty the Queen. And or else maybe when we shake hands, you know, she's got a little oil or something on.
Sure.
And that immediately took 30 years off my age.
Wow.
Do you think it's possible? And do you think that King Charles has the same skill?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. If he knighted me, we'd find out.
Would you like that?
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to say no if he's just tossing them out, but I think they should go to somebody who's done something for the kingdom before me, because I'm not a huge fan of the royalty. I'm just not a huge
what?
Fan.
What? What are you saying?
I just think they're basically gangsters in nice clothes. I don't...
The Colbert Show has done enough for the kingdom. Believe
really?
Me. Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of kings, I want to talk about King Oberon here for a moment, because this is a man who needs a little anointment right here. This is you playing Oberon in Midsummer Night's Dream, and I'm just curious whether you can still pull off this outfit. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Wait. Who's out? Was this your idea or the costume designer's idea?
We had no costume designer. That's why I'm naked. By the way, this was the Royal Shakespeare Company. You see, the royals come up again.
Oh, wow.
They have had that charm over my life.
So even if you show up in something super sexy like this, it still seems classy because it's the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Because I'm speaking blank verse.
Do you still have... Could you still pull that off, do you think?
Yes.
Congratulations. Hugh Jackman, speaking of guys who look good in a loincloth, Hugh Jackman was recently here. One time I was interviewing with him, he said that you gave him a little life advice about how to, like, start your day. Oh. And do you remember this advice you gave him? Because it sounded like a very peaceful way to live your life.
I do. We were talking about waking up in the morning and, you know, sometimes it's very, very early, 4:30, 5:00.
And, to get to a set or something like that.
Yeah, when you're working. And I said, look, I have been doing something for years and years which helps me. I don't know, maybe it would help you. But I read in the morning. I make myself a cup of tea and I get a cookie or something. And I get a book. Not a script. Mm. Not a computer.
Novel or something.
Yeah, a novel. You know, not a newspaper. Oh, please, not a newspaper, but a book. And you lose yourself in that book for 30 minutes. And that is the way to set up a day. I really recommend it. It frees your head up.
I'll give it a try. Yeah. I'll give it a try.
Well, if you're going to try that, I can recommend a book you might want to start with.
Oh, really? I hear good things about books. Which one?
Actually, you couldn't use it yet because it hasn't yet been published.
Oh, your book. Oh, that's right. You're writing a memoir.
Memoir. Yes.
Can you tease us with some memory from your memoir? Like, what might show up in the book? What's an early impression of, say, a life in the theater for you?
A life in the theater?
Any advice you got?
Yes. It made me into the person that I was not when I grew up. Growing up, I was a very unhappy and frustrated person because my life at home wasn't good. But the theater changed all that because I was no longer Patrick Stewart. I was King Oberon.
Yeah.
You know.
This guy's got a lot to be happy about. Exactly. Now, okay, but wait a second. Okay. Can you tell me about your first experience of, like, being in the theater? Because, well, I no longer, you know, do live theater. That's how I started out. And I love the feeling of being in theater, even if it's empty.
Well, the difference between being on a film set and being in a live auditorium like now is that, and most audiences don't actually know this, but their presence is a big element. It's a big part of the event.
Sure.
And their contribution is critical, and it's never quite the same. So live theater, excuse me, gives you energy and something to play with, which is new and novel, whereas you know, you get, yeah, yeah, okay, cut, cut, moving on.
Not to bang a drum here, but do you have a first memory of being in the theater, or like an early memory of like of a play you saw that meant a lot to you when you were a young man?
There weren't, because it was the movies that I went to. We had no TV, no telephone, no car in our family. We were hard up, but I had the cinema, and I would save my pocket money to go at least once, if possible, twice a week. And I loved the movies. They were my escape. And, of course, a lot of them were in Hollywood, which is now where I live. And
boy got what he wanted.
The little boy got more than what he wanted, actually, yeah, because there have been... There have been incidents in my life that were so magical, and usually they're to do with meeting someone whom, as a child, I had adored and worshipped. I mean, the best example for me is Kirk Douglas.
When did you meet Kirk Douglas?
Well, I was doing... Christmas Carol, my one-man show, and I used to end the play sweating, so I always took a shower. And the shower in the theatre we were in London was down in the basement, as always, of course. And I was in there having a shower, and my assistant manager came in and said, Patrick, come on, hurry up, you've got a visitor. And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm showering. No, it's Kirk Douglas in my dressing room. Oh, my gosh. So I went up there, and there was Kirk, and his family were with him. And as I came in, he started to get out of the chair. He was elderly, and he had had a throat problem. It might have been cancer that he had. And I went to say, no, don't stand up, Mr. Douglas, please. And he came over, and he put his arms around me, and he said, you are my inspiration. He was a beautiful, delightful man, and he lived to be 103.
Wow. As well you should. As well you should. We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with more Patrick Stewart, everybody. Stick around.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Everybody, we're back here with the star of Star Trek Picard, Patrick Stewart. We are now looking at season 3 of Star Trek Picard.
That's why I'm here.
Exactly. That's right. Okay. You were reluctant to take this part back on, to do the show originally. We're looking at season 3. What are we going to learn about Picard? Or what are we going to learn about the story in this season?
Here's the critical thing that they said to me that convinced me that it was the right thing to do, because you're right, I was reluctant. They said, look, you know, 25, 30 years have passed, maybe, well, 25 years, since you last wore a Starfleet uniform, and so much has happened in your life. It's had many changes. some of them good, some of them not so good. It's been a really important time. You're not the same person that you were 25 years ago. Neither is Jean-Luc Picard. Nobody had even hinted at something like that. And they said, how do we know what has happened to him in those 25 years? We know he became an admiral and he's retired now, but what else is going on in his life? And that was what hooked me, because I think one of the quality things about Picard is that not just myself, but I've got to be very careful what I say now. The other actors in the series have all had the same thing said to them. So we are exploring the impact that years of living can have on people. So we're different.
Well, one of the other actors is Jonathan Frakes, okay, who is in this clip, I believe, that we're about to show.
Oh. What? Really?
Yes. I believe that you've just received a message that you are asking his help in deciphering.
That's right. Yeah. I'm alone. Someone is in trouble. I want to help them, and he's the man I think of.
Jim.
Evelyn's message references these coordinates, and to trust no one with them. Plus the word Halbert.
What's out there?
Nothing at all, as far as I can see. But this word, Halbert, I've no idea what it means.
Of course not. It was a computer virus on the Enterprise when you were incapacitated.
Incapacitated? Lacutus. The Borg, of course.
They scrambled our navigational system and then arbitrarily added 3 to every digit.
I knew that I called you for a reason.
Patrick, thank you so much for being here. It's always such a pleasure. The final season of Star Trek Picard premieres this Thursday on Paramount Plus. It's Patrick Stewart, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.